Akodavoch, everybody, and I'm going to share with you a Torah from Rav Nachman, from a sefer that collects the Torahs of Rav Nachman, pertaining to Kabbalah Satayra and Hasmada Satayra, how it's connected to loving Klal Yisrael and being careful not to speak negatively about anybody in Klal Yisrael. So Chaf Beis, we put a PDF here, Skula Lasmada, Shiyiskali Yismasma V'limudayhu, to be able to be Zoychet Hasmada Satayra and to be able to properly be makabel Torah properly is lizar levli ledarbal shum ish Yisraeli, not to speak negatively against any single yid, because he says just like the kala is beautiful, then the ahava is bishlemus. But if the kala has a defect, then the ahava is not bishlemus. The Torah is called a kala. Torah tzivah lana moirasha, and the Rabbi Seinu darshan that it's moirasa, that every yid is a bechina of a kala. Every yid is a ois of the Torah. Shishim riboy oisis la Torah is connected to shishim riboy neshamas Yisrael. He brings down from the Megala Amukais. And therefore, if there's a chesaron in even one yid, there's a chesaron in the Torah, where the sherish of the neshamas Yisrael is. We quoted several times before that the Tzidkas HaTzadik says in one place that the sefer, that every yid is an ois or a chelik of an ois of a sefer Torah, of which without that, the sefer Torah would be possible. And therefore, it's not possible to love the Torah b'shlemus if you don't love every yid. Aval, however, k'shiyizem aladab al shum Yisrael, when you're careful to speak, not to speak against any yid, uvli limtzei shum chesaron b'shum Yisraeli, and not to find any chesaron in any yid, nimtzei shem v'Torah shum chesaron amon, so that in the Torah, which are the oisiyus, which are these neshamas, the Torah has no chesaron, has no mum. Va'az bevada yev is a Torah ma'oid, then you'll love Torah intensely. Then you'll have that tremendous hasmada. Because that's what it means, that kishatayis Hashem tamima, when it is whole, without any chisarin, without any mum, by being careful not to speak against any yid whatsoever, because they are represented in the ice of the Torah, then tayis Hashem tamima. Then it is whole, without any mum. Then it's meshivas nafesh. Then it brings, restores the soul. And it gives into you, and places into you, ahavas hatayra, and yitam the mesikas hatayra, that brings the nefesh, restores the nefesh. And then yizaycha to that hasmada, and that love for tayra. So that's a very, very important yisayid. It brings down in the notes here, left it, it's a kedai piece to learn, about being melamed tzchus, Klal Yisrael, to see the good points, and through that bring machzer people to tshuva that way. But the idea being over here is, and this applies both for men, both for women, we all have a chelik in the Torah, we all are a ois or a chelik of a ois, with otherwise the sefer Torah would be puzzled. And therefore, it is so important. That's why it says in the Zohar, again, the Havas Hashem and the Havas Yisrael and the Havas HaTorah is all one. Again, it's not, it's paraphrasing different parts of Zohar, but all three are deeply, deeply connected. And therefore, when you are learning Torah, you're connecting to all of Klal Yisrael and connecting to Hashem at the same time. And may Hashem help that this is the time of the end of Shvat. We're going into Chodesh Adar, which goes into Purim. And there's a lot of unique specialnesses, special aspects of Purim. One of them is the Kabbalah Satayr Baratzain that we had on Torah Shabbal Peh, or overall Baratzain, a special Kimul V'Kiblu HaYehudim. And we know that Purim is a day of Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the oneness of Klal Yisrael, the opposite of what Haman tried to say, Mufuzer, Mufayrid, and Esther said, Le Kenois, gather them together. When you're gathering Eden together, you're gathering really the Isis of the Torah together in the way it's supposed to be, in the beautiful way it's supposed to be. And you cannot separate a Havas HaTorah from a Havas Yisrael. It all works the same way. You have to look at each yid as a Sefer Torah, and with a specialness, with a special love, with a special ahava, and to be melamed tzchus, and to be ma'ir the tzchusim. And we have to look at ourselves that way as well. We have to recognize our own Kedusha. And we have to recognize our own Kayach, that we come, gift we have from Hashem, that we are a chelik of ice. Each and every one of us is a chelik of an ice of a sefer Torah, that without it, the sefer Torah would be puzzle. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs every single one of us in order to bring out the light in this world, and to bring out with the kavanah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And Hashem has nachas from us when we're ba'achdus for that reason. He sees us as one. And we have to look at each other and see us as one, but as is Hashem as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us all a gezunt, the bench of all of us, with simcha, with brachas, and yeshuas, and achamais.